This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is an unusual one.
All right.
A traveling mammographer?
That's correct.
Doing
that's correct.
Lord's work.
Oh, thanks.
Bringing boob smishing to those who cannot get there themselves.
And isn't today the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month? So this is perfect.
It is indeed. It is indeed, yes.
And how long have you been a traveling mammographer?
Yes, I've been traveling for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So I've gone to a number of different cities and places, yeah.
And is there what would be the difference in traveling versus just staying local, I guess?
A whole bunch more money.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, okay.
That is correct. Travelers tend to make a lot more than sailor. Like you're not on the hospital's like benefits plan, so you gotta kinda work that out yourself, as far as insurance and things like that. But you're straight up like living stipends and things that you get are much, much, much more generous than what normal like staff technologists would make.
So how much do you travel in a given day? Do you just go to one place and set up, or are you always traveling, traveling? Do you stay overnight?
Yeah, usually you take like a 13-week contract in one
place.
Yeah, so like right now I've been in Boston actually since April. I'm coming to the end of my second contract here. And I'm originally from Western New York, from the Buffalo area. So.
Ah, okay, got you.
Well, welcome to us, and thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thanks.
How many miles do you put on your car a year?
Oh, that's good. Probably close to 20.
Okay, that's not too terrible. What kind of car is it you drive?
I have a Kia Seltos.
So you're working, are you working in a hospital? Or are you working in an imaging center? Like, where are you working?
Yeah, so it's a mix depending on where you are. Currently in Boston, I'm in a hospital. But other places I've been like more private clinics.
Huh.
What kind of feeling did you get when you help someone detect the cancer early and you know you might have saved their life?
That's definitely something that happens almost on a daily basis, and it's definitely why we do this job, those of us who do it, for sure.
Well, I'm thankful to you and the folks who do what you do, because it's because of them that I found mine. So, wow, this is awesome.
Wow.
Can I ask one more?
Yeah.
What degree do you need to be a mammographer?
Yeah, so you actually really only need like 2 years of schooling. You go to get your applied associates in radiologic technology, so that's how you become an X-ray tech.
Got
and then mammo specifically is just a little bit more hoop jumping after that. So
and boob squishing.
change your career, Stan? Is that why you're asking?
No. I don't know if anyone wants me to do their mammograms.
Judy, at that point, we don't care. We just want to get it done.
Right. As long as your hands aren't cold, Dan, they don't care.
Pretty much.
I do run very hot.
And that would be appreciated.
All right. Dan, you're up first. What do you think for a traveling mammographer?
Okay, she's traveling, so that bumps it up a lot for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say 125 a year.
125. Kennedy, you're up.
I'm going to say 95.
95, and I'm going to say 126.
Why you got to be like that?
What do you do, and how much do you make a traveling mammographer? How much do you make a year?
It's just over 100. It was right around 104 last year.
104. Nice job.
Well, I hope you're enjoying your time here in our fair city.
Oh, thank you.
You can stream us on the Odyssey app when you go to your next location.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Don't go find a new radio station in Cincinnati or wherever you
end up. Did she say she was from Buffalo? I forgot to ask if she jumped on tables and stuff.
Is she a Bills fan?
Yeah.
I was trying not to derail the segment.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
All right, one last one real quick. A systems engineer for a Department of Defense contractor, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
That is a long title. And so
that's not even the whole thing.
Okay. So, you know, I know a little bit about this. Obviously, I used to work with a lot of DOD people when I was in the Army, but kind of put it in layman's terms for people that may not understand it.
So I am the lead for integration and test for a Air Force program for our contract.
Okay. Don't worry. I have a top secret security clearance, so you're good to share with me. All the insider information. It's fine. It's fine.
That thing hold up 35 years later?
Oh, it's still good, Jan. It's still good. Absolutely. Sure. It's still good to this day. How long have you been in this role?
So I'm new to this role, but I've been a systems engineer for 15 years now, okay. Right out of college.
Are you a GS level something?
We don't have GS levels, but we have equivalent numbering schemes through our...
Are you in double digits?
...company. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Have you ever been to the White House or the Pentagon?
No, but I have traveled to D.C. frequently.
Ooh, okay. All right.
I've been to the White House. But...
That's true. I have also, but it was different.
Yeah, but not with like the men in black guys with the earpieces and the cars.
Yes, where she was, there wasn't a gift shop to buy that little tiny White House.
You did not specify.
This is so out of my wheelhouse. I don't even know what to ask you.
Let's ask you. I asked this question earlier this morning, but I always love it. Last time you took a good vacation, where did you travel to?
So my kids love cruises, so we did a cruise to Bermuda in April.
Okay. Did you have your own cabin without the kids?
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, okay.
That's insanity.
Why?
Because that's really expensive.
Well, I know. I was trying to find out.
How long have you worked for the DOD?
So in varying capacities for 15 years.
Mm. All right.
Do you mind saying what school you went to?
So my degree is 100% unrelated, and I went to Keene State College.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that happens a lot. All right. We ready to make a guess?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go first. Man, working with companies, I think this is a really good paying job. I'm going to say this is $115,000 a year.
Yeah, I feel like you've been working for the government for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 135.
Whoa, 135. All right, producer Dan?
I am so, I don't know. Let's do 120.
All right, 120. As a systems engineer for a DOD contractor, how much do you make a year?
Before bonuses and overtime, I make 185.
Oh, 185? Oh, and your degree is unrelated?
Yeah. You get into a government service job and you don't leave. It just keeps doing that. If you can, get in the right space.
Sounds like you can afford two rooms on that cruise ship, is all I'm saying.
Not living in Boston.
Very spoiled kids.
185 before bonuses. Can you get me a job?
Hey, this isn't... This isn't LinkedIn for Dan to leave the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.